more, you know, harmony is always better. Harmony also. Om Shri Guru Namaha Harihi Om. Namam Panini Katyayana Kandirithya Shantarishyana Padaya Kastrujya Paramahishyo Namam Yo Namam Guru Jaha Katham Punaridam Bhagavata Panini Rajaryasya Yakshanam Pravuttam. Yeah. So, he asks a question. So, this Shatropadesha is always in the form of Lakshana. Lakshana means rule. Lakshana means rule. Rule determines the structure of the words. And then the Lakshana is in the form of Utsarga Tapavata, the general rule under the exceptional rule. And so, all that was said earlier. So, he asks a question. So, how does the Lakshana of Panini Acharya, revered Acharya Panini, function? How does that Lakshana function? The question is asked. Siddhe Shabdartha Sambandhe.
Siddhe Shabdartha Sambandhe.
Shabda, Artha and Sambandha. Take it as Samaharadvandha. Shabdascha, Arthascha, Sambandhascha. Tayo Samaharha Shabdartha Sambandham. Tasmin Siddhe. Means something must be already fixed. Shabda is fixed. Under Panini Acharya tells you the Lakshana, that tells you how that Shabda is there in place. Shabda must be there to begin with. The Lakshana will explain the Shabda. Lakshana will not create the Shabda. That is the idea of Shabde Siddhe. Similarly, Arthe Siddhe. Even the meaning of the Shabda is also established already. Sutra will not establish any of these things. And also Sambandha, with the relationship between Shabda and Artha. So Shabda Artha Sambandha, that is also settled, fixed. They are the Siddha. You see, there are two words, Siddha and Sadhya. The Sutra, will it create Shabda? Suppose the Sutra generates the Shabda, then Shabda becomes a Sadhya. Okay? Shabda is not Sadhya, it is Siddha. Then the Sutra generates the meaning for the word? No. Therefore, that is also Siddha. The relation between Shabda and Artha is also Siddha. So once this basic ground is prepared, then the Lakshana functions. Okay? How that Artha came from that Shabda, it will tell. All those things it will tell. But that much is already given. Siddhe Shabda Artha Sambandhe. He is explaining it. Siddhe Shabde Arthe Sambandhe Cheti.
Siddhe Shabde Arthe Sambandhe Cheti.
Yeah. The Shabda, the Artha and the Sambandha are given. They are already fixed. Then the rule, it operates. In that with that given datum, it operates. Atha Siddha Shabdasya Kampadartha.
Siddha Shabdasya Kampadartha.
Atha means now, in that Vakya, he is explaining that Vakya. Siddhe Shabdartha Sambandhe, that Vakya, he is explaining. And so, in that Vakya, the word Siddha means what? Okay? Siddha Shabdasya Kampadartha. Siddha is a Shabda. And so it must have a meaning, because being a pada, it must have a meaning. And what is that Siddha Shabda? Artha. Nitya Pariyaya Vachi Siddha Shabda.
Nitya Pariyaya Vachi Siddha Shabda.
We have covered a little of this, yeah. But we are repeating it because you cannot start somewhere in between, you know. Okay. So, Siddha Shabda is the synonym to the Nitya, Nitya Pariyaya Vachi. So what is Nitya is also Siddha. You see, Nitya definition is Trikala Abadhita. It was in the past, it is in the present, and it will be in the future. That is called Nitya. Siddha is also said. If it is Sadhya, then it is not there in the past. Whereas if it is Siddha is there, Vipassit is there now also. Therefore, Siddha and Nitya are synonyms, Paryaya Pada it is. Okay. Katam Jnayate.
Katam Jnayate.
How do you know they are Paryayas? Yat Kotastheshu.
Yat Kotastheshu.
Avichalishu Bhaveshu Vastate.
Avichalishu Bhaveshu Vastate.
When we look at the literature, we see, because yat means yataha, yat means because, yataha, yat means yataha. So because this word siddha, it means, you see, when you say word, so gramaha, asminnathe vaktate, like that they say, the word giving its meaning, they use the saptamivibhakti. Like dhatu also is like that. So bhu sattayam vartate, bhu iti dhatuhu, it functions and it applies in the meaning of existence. Like that, siddha iti padam, it vartate, it operates with this meaning. What is the meaning? So a thing which is kotastha, like an anvil, it remains fixed like an anvil, and avichali, thing that is not undergoing any transformation, such things, bhava is padartha. So this siddha shabda, it applies to such things, such bhavas, which are anvil-like fixed and which do not undergo any transformation. From that we understand, siddha means nitya. Where did you find such an application of this word? He is giving yatad yatha. So that application is like this. Siddha dyau,
siddha
prithivi, siddha makashamiti. So he has given three usages. From all these three, this much is very clear. Siddha dyau means dhuloka is siddha, means dhuloka is kotastha and avichali bhava. Therefore the word siddha is used in such meaning, that much is very clear from that you say. Therefore, you can now say siddha and nitya are synonyms. So, siddhe shabda artha sambandhe, there siddhe means nitye, shabda artha sambandhe nitye sati. Like that, you can give meaning. Okay? Nanu cha bhoho kāryeshvapi vartate tat yathā. This is one of the things. Dear sir, you say siddha word is always used to refer to an object which is kotastha and avichāri, but not necessarily so. Sometimes the word siddha is used in the things that are born, kārya. Means in the past it is not there. That is the kārya. And in the future also it will not be there. Only one kala it will be there. Therefore, in such meaning also siddha word is used. Therefore, how can you say siddha is same as nitya? Nitya means trikala abadhitam. It must be. Siddha is used in the case of trikala abadhita. You have given two examples. But we remember some examples where it is not used in that sense. Where it is used to point out a thing which is born, kārya. He uses example. Tad yathā, siddha odanaha, prakṛti is ready, siddha supaha, kali is ready, siddhāya vāgūhu, the soup is ready, iti. So they are all. Vodanaha is not trikala abadhitam sati, it is not nityam, you know. But still siddha shabda is used. Therefore, how can you say siddha nitya are the same? Yavata karyeshu vivartate,
yavata karyeshu vivartate,
tatra
kuta etat
nitya paryaya vachano grahanam
namunakarye
siddha shabda iti.
Sir,
you are going in a big hurry. Yaha siddha shabda, the word siddha, it applies to that which is nitya only. It is synonymous with nitya. It doesn't apply to karya, like that you are rushing forward. But I showed you examples where it can apply to karya also. Okay? So, yavata karyeshwapi vartate, while it is applying to the karyas also, tatra that being so, kutaha etat nitya paryaya vachino grahanam, how can you take it that siddha is the synonym of the nitya? Napunas karye yaha siddha shabda ha, what siddha shabda is there, that doesn't apply to karya, that is synonymous to nitya. How can you say all that? I have shown you the examples where it applies to karya also. Okay?
సంగ్రహేతావత్ కార్య ప్రతిధ్వని విభావాత్ బుక్ ఆఫ్ సంగ్రహ ఈజ్ టేకెన్ యాజ్ ది ఆపోజిట్ ఆఫ్ కార్య
Karya Pratidvani Vibhavat. In that Sangraha book, he said that he gave Karya, and as the opposite of Karya, opposite means Pratiyogi, opposite of Karya, he gave Siddha. So we know very well Karya is born and it will die. So it is in one time only, one time zone. The earlier past time zone, it is not there. The future time zone is not there. And the opposite of karya means nitya. That is how Siddha Shabda is used in the Sangraha. Therefore, we are assuming for that reason that Siddha Shabda is indeed the synonymous with Nitya Shabda. Iha Pita Deva. So, again, I am saying it again. In Sangraha book, karya is said, karya is presented. Then the pratyogi of the karya is called siddha. From that, in the sangraha, the word siddha means nitya. In the sangraha, when it means nitya in the sangraha, it must mean a similar way here also. Iha api tadeva. Okay. Then he said that now. He looks at that vakya again, siddhe shabdartha sambandhe, that vakya he is looking at again. Athava. I have an alternate way of looking at that siddhe shabda, in that vakya. How? Santi ekapadanyapi. Avadharanani.
Avadharanani.
You see, avadharanam is nishchaya. So, when you have nishchaya, generally we have dvipada nishchayas. The nishchayas, nishchaya means ascertaining. The ascertaining is always done with two words. Like, so, I will have only curd rice. So then that is the ascertaining. Curd rice is one word and only is another word. So, odanam eva ashnami. There, odanam eva is an ascertaining. And that the ascertaining is done with two words, dvipada avadharanam. But there are ekapada avadharanas also. Ekapadam avadharanam. Ekam padam yasyatad ekapadam avadharanam. Means the ascertaining is done with one word only. Means with one word in the sense that eva need not be there. Therefore, ascertaining went. Without eva is ekapadam avadharanam. Ascertainment with eva is dvipadam avadharanam. That is the way we have to understand. And he gives ekapada avadharana. Examples. How? Abhakshaha. Vayubhakshaiti. Abhakshaha you take. Abhakshaha. You break it into vigrahavakya. Apaha eva bhakshayati ityartha. It's not that everybody is a bhaksha, only you are a bhaksha, I am a bhaksha, fish is also a bhaksha. Is it so? No. Fish alone is a bhaksha. You and I are not a bhaksha. Why? Because we eat water and we eat food also. Not water alone. That is fish. therefore the use of the word of bhakshaha, vayu bhakshaha, it eats vayu alone, it doesn't eat anything else. That is the assignment. Where is that eva in that? If you break it, you find eva. Apaha eva bhakshayati. That is a dvipadam avadharanam. Apaha eva bhakshayati. Dvipadam avadharanam. Abhakshaha. It is ekapadam avadharanam. Up is ekapadam. Therefore, avadharana need not be dvipada. Avadharana could be ekapada also. Like vayu eva bhakshayati. Dvipadam avadharanam. Vayu bhakshaha ekapadam avadharanam. Similarly, this is siddhe is ekapadam avadharanam. Means what? Siddhe eva iti vaktavye siddhe iti vadati. So, what when he says siddhe, it means siddhe eva. Why? Because it is ekapadam avadharanam. The avadharana is included in it. Therefore, siddhe means siddhe eva. The acharya says, శబ్దార్థ సంబంధే సిద్ధే ఏవ లక్షణం ప్రవర్తతే. దట్ ఇస్ ది మీనింగ్. వెన్ హీ సేస్ శబ్దార్థ సంబంధే సిద్ధే లక్షణం ప్రవర్తతే, హీ మీన్స్ బై సేయింగ్ సో, హీ మీన్స్ శబ్దార్థ సంబంధే సిద్ధే ఏవ లక్షణం ప్రవర్తతే. లైక్ ది వెన్ ది గ్రీన్ సిగ్నల్ ఈస్ గివెన్ ద ట్రైన్ స్టార్ట్స్. దట్ ఇస్ ఏకపదం అవధారణం. Right, you got the point? When the green signal is given, the train starts. Okay? It means when the green signal is given only, the train starts. That is the meaning. Ekapadam avadharanam, not a dvipadam avadharanam. Similarly, shabdartha sambandhe siddhe eva lakshanam pravartate, ekapadam avadharanam. Therefore, now eva has come. Siddhe now gets eva into it. Siddhe means siddhe eva. How can you say that? The way you said abhakshaha. Abhakshaha means what? Apaha bhakshayati. No. Apaha eva bhakshayati. Similarly, siddhe means siddhe eva. Once you say siddhe eva, then it becomes nitya. Because there are two kinds of siddhas now. One is kotastha avichari bhava is the siddha. And kalya is also siddha. But generally we have two varieties. It can apply to kotastha avichari bhava and also it can apply to kalya. Means siddha can mean nitya, siddha can mean kalya. But when I say siddha eva, then it doesn't mean kalya anymore. It becomes nitya only. That is the argument. Are you following it? Okay. How do you look at it? Athava
Tanti
ekapadanyapi avadharanani tadyatha abhaksho vayu bhaksha iti ava eva bhakshayati vayu eva bhakshayati iti gamyate.
Iti
gamyate means jnayate. We understand it like that. Abhakshaha means apaheva bhakshayati. That is how we understand. That means it is ekapada avadharanam. The same way here. Eva mihapi.
Eva mihapi.
Because here also it is like that. How? Siddhe eva.
Siddhe eva.
So in the vakya, siddhe means siddhe eva. What does it mean? Na sadhye iti.
Na sadhye iti.
The moment you put eva, then the sadhya is ruled out. So karya is ruled out. You have to rule it out. Why? Because sometimes the word siddha is used for karya also. Now we have ruled it out by adopting the evakara implied there. Evakara is implied. This is the ekapadam avadharanam. Okay? How beautifully he argues, you see. Generally, all ekapada avadharanas are like that. You see, that's why you get a doubt. Red signal, right turn.
Yeah.
Okay? Is it ekapada avadharanam or not? That is the doubt. You got the point? So, suppose now in Pennsylvania, it is not ekapadam avadharanam, so you can take right turn despite of having the red signal. But in New Jersey, it is ekapadam avadharanam, therefore you cannot take, you have to wait for the green signal. You got the point? Like that. The Shabda Shastra, you know, how the Shabda operates, they discuss that. He said that. Now he goes into another way. Anyathava purvapadalopotra drashtavyah
atyanta siddha
iti. Another way he says. You see, purvapadalopa, it is siddhe. Though it is appearing as siddhe, it has another pada before that. What is that? Atyanta. Atyanta siddhe ityartha. Atyanta siddhe iti vaktavye purvapadalopena siddhe iti vadati acharyah. So purvapadalopa, the front, first word is, it disappears. Though it doesn't appear, but it is there. We use example. Similarly, అత్యంత సిద్ధే శబ్దార్థ సంబంధే ఇది వక్తవ్యే పూర్వపదలోపేన సిద్ధే ఇది వదతి. సో నౌ వాట్ యు హ్యావ్ ఇస్ సిద్ధే మీన్స్ అత్యంత సిద్ధే. అత్యంత మీన్స్ వాట్? అంతం అతీత్య అత్యంతం. అంతం మీన్స్ ఎండింగ్, ట్రాన్సెండింగ్ ఆర్ గోయింగ్ బియాండ్ ద ఎండింగ్ మీన్స్ డజంట్ హ్యావ్ ఎనీ ఎండింగ్. Means it is nityam, not like siddhavodanaha, that it is not karyam. That way you can understand the word siddhe. Okay, are you following the argument? Not difficult, but that is my way of asking. Then, another way, athava వ్యాఖ్యానతో విశేష ప్రతిపత్తి, నహి సందేహాదలక్షణం ఇది పర్యాయవాచిన గ్రహణమితి వ్యాఖ్యాస్యామః. అనదర్ వే, వెన్ యు హ్యావ్ టూ ఆల్టర్నేటివ్స్, సిద్ధః, ది వర్డ్ సిద్ధ, సిద్ధే శబ్దార్థ సంబంధే. What is Siddha? Siddha Yohu. There Siddha means Nitya. Siddha Odanaha. Siddha means Karya. When both are possible for the word, then you have to go by the Vyakhya. Vishesha Pratipatti. Which one is the Siddha here? Siddha can mean this or that, generally. But here, Siddha Siddhartha Sambandhe, which one it is, you have to know. How do you know? వ్యాఖ్యానతో విశేష ప్రతిపత్తి. సో వ్యాఖ్యాన, ది పర్టికులర్ మీనింగ్ హ్యాస్ టు బి అండర్స్టూడ్. నహి సందేహాదలక్షణం, జస్ట్ బికాస్ యూ హ్యావ్ ఎ డౌట్. వాట్ ఇస్ ది డౌట్? సిద్ధ మీన్స్ నిత్య, ఆ సిద్ధ మీన్స్ కార్య. జస్ట్ బికాస్ యూ హ్యావ్ ఎ డౌట్, ది లక్షణం విల్ నాట్ గో బ్యాక్, ఇట్ విల్ నాట్ స్టాప్ ఆపరేటింగ్, ఇట్ విల్ ఆపరేట్. యూ హ్యావ్ డౌట్ ఆర్ నాట్, ది లక్షణం విల్ ఆపరేట్. But how should I know? Yeah, you follow the Vyakhyana. Whatever Vyakhyana we say, that you have to follow. Okay, sir, we are ready. You tell the Vyakhyana. Okay, I am doing the Vyakhyana. Siddha Yabdasya Nitya Nitya Haitya Sthaha. Take it. So, nahi sandehad alakshanam. See, because sandehad, due to the doubt, alakshanam na. లక్షణం న ప్రవర్తతే ఇది నా. సందేహ హోనే సే లక్షణ లక్షణ నహీ హోతా హై, ఐసా నహీ బోల్ సక్తే. దట్ ఇస్ వాట్ హి సేడ్, వెరీ వెల్ సేడ్. ఓకే, సో బట్ విశేష ప్రతిపత్తి వీ షుడ్ నో. సిద్ధ మీన్స్ టూ థింగ్స్. సో ఓకే, యూ హ్యావ్ దిస్ విశేష ప్రతిపత్తి. నిత్య పర్యాయ వాచినో గ్రహణం ఇది వ్యాఖ్యాస్యామః. we are commenting, we are explaining to you that Siddhe Shabda Prasambandhe, here Siddhe Shabda means Nitya. It is the Paryaya Vachi of Nitya. Okay. Then he has a, you see, you put a word Siddha. It can mean Nitya, it can mean Karya. We want to know which is that. Whatever meaning we tell, that only you have to take, that way you are saying. Why Prabhupada is like that? Why not use the word Nitya itself? There is no doubt about it, you know. Kim punaranena vanyena.
Kim punaranena vanyena.
Vanyam is a vyakhya. Vanyam means yatnena varnayitum yogyam iti vanyam. Means you first use the word and then make another effort to explain that word. That is vanyam. Why do you use such words that require further elaboration? Vanya means a word which has to be elaborated particularly, specifically. So first you use a word and nobody knows what it is. Or they know doubtfully, this or that. Like them they know. And tell them, you don't come to any conclusion. I will tell what it is. And then you tell separately. Why to use like that?
Yeah.
Why not use a word which really is understood and there is no need for separate effort to explain and all that? Kinna mahata kanthena.
Kinna mahata kanthena.
Nitya shabda eva upattaha.
Nitya shabda eva upattaha.
Yasmin upadiyamane.
Yasmin upadiyamane.
Asandehasya.
Asandehasya.
Suppose you have used the word nitya. Nitya shabda artha sambandhe. Suppose you use it. This is Siddhe Shabda artha sambandhe. Is Paninisa Sutra, I guess. Do you find it?
No, sir.
In Paninis Sutra, not Vartikam.
Yeah.
It must be there, Paninis Sutra. In the Ashtadhyayi, it is not there?
Ashtadhyayi, not 1-1, Swamiji. 1-1 is the...
No, here 1-1.
Okay.
Bhashyakaras 1-1 it is. Ashtadhyayi is 1-1 is Uddhiradai.
Uddhiradai.
Yeah. Whether you have Siddhe Siddhartha Sambandhe in the Bhashya, in the Ashtadhyayi. Do you have Ashtadhyayi index?
Yes, sir.
Where is it?
It is in the back.
You see Siddhe Siddhartha Sambandhe.
You think it's the sutra itself?
Because he says Acharya. If it is not in the sutras, then it will be in the Shiksha.
Oh, Shiksha. In the Upadesha somewhere.
Because he says Acharya. Acharya means Bhagavan, Paninir Acharya. He said that earlier also.
I mean, this book says Vartika, does it mean? Or?
No, not Vartika. I thought so first. Because Vartikakara is also Acharya.
Yes.
But you found that Vartika doesn't have it. No, it is from Siksha. Paniniya Siksha is there. From there it comes.
Not
in Ashtadhyayi? Yeah, you are a specialist in Ashtadhyayi.
No,
oh, you know all the sutras. I know that. I noticed it. Yeah. You by heart them?
No, Swamiji, I am just looking at the index.
Index, Ashtadhyayi index. But did you study all the Samadhi Mantra of Ashtadhyayi? No, okay.
From you, Swamiji, then.
All this is from my class only? Oh. Very good.
No,
you look into Paniniya Siksha. Okay? So he says, Kim Mahata Kanchana, you have a big throat, you shout at this roof overhead. From the rooftop you shout and say big things. Can't you say Nitya? So that nobody will have any doubt about it. Why should you say Nitya only? Why not say Nitya? Mahata Kanchana. बड़ी जुबान तो हो है तुमको
ऊंचा
सो किम नित्य शब्द एवं न उपात्ता don't you take a, why don't you bring up the word Nitya Shabdartha Sambandhe? How nice it is. So that nobody will have any doubt. Yasmin Upadiyamane Asandeha Hasya. Then he replies, Mangalartham.
Mangalartham.
The Acharya will not do any special prayer. He uses the word Siddha, Sanji prayer. Because Siddha means Ishvara. Ishvara Siddha, Jagat Karyam. So, when he says Siddha, Jagat Sadhyam, Karyam means Sadhyam. Jagat he has to create. Sadhyam and Karyam are one and the same. So, Jagat he has to create. Whereas Ishvara is Swayam Siddha. Therefore, in saying Siddha, he has accomplished another purpose. Shabdartha Sambandha is Nitya, one meaning he conveyed. He has also, auspicious word you said, it's a prayer he has, that's Mangalartham. So he explains that Mangalartham. That is the Sovajana Vyakhyana. Agrahavakya, Vyavaramavakya. Mangalika Acharyaha. You see, he is saying Acharyaha. That's why I say Paniniya Siksha it is. Acharya is Mangalikaha. Mangalikaha means, Mangalam Ichchate. So he wishes to use a word that is auspicious and that is prayerful. Mahataha Shastraughasya Mangalartham Siddha Shabdam Aditam Prayunte. It is Paninyacharya in his Siksha. I am assuming like that. So in the very beginning he says Siddhe Siddhartha Sambandhe, like for Ashtadhyayi he says Vruddhiladaich. Why Vruddhiladaich? Why not Adeyam Gunaha? No, Vruddhiladaich. Then Adeyam Gunaha. So because Vruddhihi is Ishvara. Parabrahma is called Brahma is Vruddha. Brahma is Vruddha. Vruddha Tamaha Brahma. So Parabrahma, Ishvara is collected, similarly here also. So Acharya, and he is constructing a big Shastra, Mahataha Shastraughasya. Every Lakshanam, Shastiti Shastram, every Lakshana, every Sutra is a mandate. And he is going to build a huge collection of mandates, and it should be for Mangala. For all students and all teachers also. So for that reason, he has put Siddha there. Now he puts a vakya, which is quite often quoted. Mangaladini hi shastrani prathante.
Mangaladini hi shastrani prathante.
Vera purushani cha bhavanti.
Vera purushani cha bhavanti.
Ayushmat purushani cha.
Ayushmat purushani cha.
Adhyetavascha.
Adhyetavascha.
Siddhartha yathasyuhu.
Siddhartha yathasyuhu.
Yatha, by saying the Siddha, that kind of Mangala word, so what happens? He because Shastrani Mangaladini Prathante. The Shastras, whichever begin with a Mangala, they flourish Prathante, become very popular. Vera Purushani cha Bhavanti. Those whosoever study those Shastras, they become Vera Purushas. Courageous people. What is the courage? Jnanam is the courage. You see, courage is jnanam is the courage. So, a person is going to Pandita Sabha. He is going, Pandita Sabha is arranged in a village. And he is going with his bag and all that. So, somebody asked, where are you going to the Pandita Sabha? Okay. What Shastra Pandita you are? Then he says, if there are Vayakaranas, I am Mimamsaka. If there are Mimamsakas, I am Vayakarana. If there are both, I am neither of them. Yadi Vayakaranaha, aham Mimamsakaha. Yadi Mimamsakaha, aham Vayakaranaha. Yadi Ubhayam, no Ubhayam. I am neither of the two. So that way, there is no courage to go to a place where Panditas are there, when the person is not a pandita, he is not a vera purusha, he is a bhiru purusha, frightened, bhiru. So whereas shastram, if they study well, they become vera purushas, means they become great scholars, that mangala blesses them. And also not only that, ayushmat purushani cha, the shastra has purushas who live long. Because of the auspiciousness associated with the prayer, siddha, like that. And adhyatarascha siddhartha syuhu. Those who study the shastra, not only they gain ayush long life, but also their purpose will be well served. Siddhartha means whatever goal they have in life, that will be accomplished. So many benefits are there in that mangala. Therefore he used the word siddha. Ayam kharu nitya shabdaha.
Ayam kharu nitya shabdaha.
Na avashyam kotastheshu.
Na avashyam kotastheshu.
Avichalishu bhaveshu vattate.
Avichalishu bhaveshu vattate.
He is giving another answer. One answer he gave. Why not use the nitya shabda only? Mangalartham siddha shabda prayogaha. He is giving another answer. You know what is another answer? If you use nitya shabda also, you will have the same problem. Nitya shabda itself will have two different meanings. Not necessarily kotastha avichali bhava. Nitya means one meaning is already there. Kotastha avichali bhava. True, but not always. Nitya shabda has another meaning also. And when there are two meanings, again doubt will be there. And that doubt can be settled only by vyakhyana. Therefore, you can as well have the vyakhyana of siddha shabda only, not necessary, but nitya shabda. That is, so now you see. This nitya shabda is there, you know. It is not necessary that it means kotastha avichari bhavas. Kotastheshu avichalishu bhaveshu avashyam vartate iti na. Chintavihi. Then what? What is another meaning it has got? Avikshnyepi vartate.
Avikshnyepi vartate.
Avikshnam punah punaha. That is its meaning. Punah punaha is avikshnam. So the bhava of the punah punaha is called paunah punyam. Paunah punyam means punah punaha. Similarly, avikshnam, the bhava is avikshnam. So, nitya shabda is used in the meaning of avikshna, meaning punah punaha, again and again. So, again and again is not that avichalishu, kotastha avichali bhava. There is a different meaning for nitya. And another meaning for nitya is punah punaha. You have two meanings now. How? Where is that meaning? Tadyatha.
Nitya
prahasitaha.
Nitya prahasitaha.
Nitya prajalpitaha.
Nitya prajalpitaha.
You see, pra means beginning. Prashabdaha arambhathe. Pra means beginning. Hasita, you see, taprachaya. Normally taprachaya comes in karmartha, but here it is kartariktaha, karta. So nitya means punam punaha hasanam aradhade. He begins laughing again and again and again. Such person is called nitya prahasitaha. He begins talking again and again and again. Such person is called nitya prajalpitaha. Nitya puja is again and again. That is nitya puja. You see. Therefore, nitya shabda is not only meaning kotastha avichari bhava. It means another meaning also. Therefore, just because siddha you stop and say nitya, that doesn't solve your problem. And he says that. Yavata avikshnyeti vartate.
Yavata
ವ್ಯಾಖ್ಯಾನತೋ ವಿಶೇಷ ಪ್ರತಿಪತ್ತಿ
ನಹಿ
ಸಂದೇಹಾದಲಕ್ಷಣಂ ಅವೀಕ್ಷಣೀಯ ಮೀನಿಂಗ್ ಅವರ್ ದಿ ಮೀನಿಂಗ್ ದಟ್ ವಿ ವಾಂಟ್ ಈಸ್ ಅವಿಚಾರಿ ಕೋಟಸ್ಥ ಭಾವ ದಟ್ ಇಸ್ ಮೀನಿಂಗ್ ವಿ ವಾಂಟ್ ಬಟ್ ದನ್ ಇಟ್ ಹ್ಯಾಸ್ ಅನದರ್ ಮೀನಿಂಗ್ ಆಲ್ಸೋ ನಿತ್ಯಶಬ್ದ ಲೈಕ್ ಸಿದ್ಧಶಬ್ದ ಹ್ಯಾಸ್ ಅನದರ್ ಮೀನಿಂಗ್ ಆಫ್ ಕಾರ್ಯ ನಿತ್ಯಶಬ್ದ ಹ್ಯಾಸ್ ಅನದರ್ ಮೀನಿಂಗ್ ಆಫ್ ಆಭೀಕ್ಷಣ ಸೊ ದಟ್ ಇಟ್ ಹ್ಯಾಸ್ ಅನದರ್ ಮೀನಿಂಗ್ ದೆನ್ ಯು ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಟು ಡಿಪೆಂಡ್ ಅಪಾನ್ ದಿ ವ್ಯಾಖ್ಯಾ ವಿಶೇಷ ಪ್ರತಿಪತ್ತಿ ದಿ ಪರ್ಟಿಕ್ಯುಲರ್ ಮೀನಿಂಗ್ ಅಪ್ಲೈಸ್ ಹಿಯರ್ ದಟ್ ಯು ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಟು ನೋ ಓನ್ಲಿ ಫ್ರಮ್ ಅವರ್ ವ್ಯಾಖ್ಯಾನ ಜಸ್ಟ್ ಬಿಕಾಸ್ ಯು ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಎ ಡೌಟ್ ಲಕ್ಷಣಾನದರ್ ಸ್ಟಾಪ್ ಫಂಕ್ಷನಿಂಗ್ ನೈ ಸಂದೇಹಾದ ಲಕ್ಷಣಂ therefore you have to depend upon our vyakshana so instead of depending upon our vyakshana from nitya shabda you naturally depend upon our vyakshana from siddha shabda pashyati tvacharyah mangalarthaschaiva siddha shabdah ಆದಿತ ಪ್ರಯುಕ್ತೋ ಭವಿಷ್ಯತಿ ಶಿಕ್ಷ್ಯಾಮಿ ಚ ಏನಂ ನಿತ್ಯಪರ್ಯಾಯ ವಾಚಿನಂ ವರ್ಣಯಿತುಮಿತಿ ಆಚಾರ್ಯ ಪಾಣಿನ್ಯಾಚಾರ್ಯ ಹಿ ಲುಕ್ಸ್ ಎಟ್ ಇಟ್ ಲೈಕ್ ದಟ್ ಲೆಟ್ ಮೀ ಯೂಸ್ ಸಿದ್ಧ ಶಬ್ದ ಅಂಡ್ ಐ ವಿಲ್ ಟೆಲ್ ದಮ್ ದ ಸಿದ್ಧ ಶಬ್ದ ಈಸ್ ಯೂಸ್ಡ್ ಬೈ ಮೀ ಆಸ್ ಎ ಸಿನಾನಿಮ್ ಫಾರ್ ನಿತ್ಯ ದಿ ಮೀನಿಂಗ್ ಆಫ್ ಕೋಟಸ್ಥ ಅವಿಚಾರಿ ಭಾವ ಐ ವಿಲ್ ಟೆಲ್ ದಟ್ ಬಟ್ ವೈ ಯೂಸಿಂಗ್ ಇನ್ಸ್ಟೆಡ್ ಆಫ್ ಯೂಸಿಂಗ್ ನಿತ್ಯ ವೆನ್ ಐ ಯೂಸ್ ಸಿದ್ಧ ಐ ವಿಲ್ ಬಿ ಡೂಯಿಂಗ್ ದಿ ಮಂಗಳಾಚರಣ ಆಲ್ಸೋ ದಟ್ ಈಸ್ ಹಿಸ್ ವೇಷಂ ಹಿ ಹಸ್ ಅ ವೇಷಂ ಯೂಸಿಂಗ್ ದಟ್ ವೇಷಂ ಹಿ ಯೂಸ್ ದಿ ಸಿದ್ಧ ಶಬ್ದ ದೆರ್ಫೋರ್ ದಟ್ ಈಸ್ ದಿ ಮೀನಿಂಗ್ ಆಫ್ ಸಿದ್ಧೇ ಓಕೆ ಅತಃ ಸಿದ್ಧ ಶಬ್ದ ಉಪಾತ್ತ ನಿತ್ಯ ಶಬ್ದ ಫಾರ್ ದಿಸ್ ರೀಸನ್ ಹಿ ಹ್ಯಾಸ್ ಯೂಸ್ಡ್ ಸಿದ್ಧ ಶಬ್ದ ನಾಟ್ ನಿತ್ಯ ಶಬ್ದ ಓಕೆ ಅಥ ಕಂ ಪುನಃ ಪದಾರ್ಥ ಮತ್ವಾ
ಕಂ ಪುನಃ ಪದಾರ್ಥ
ಮತ್ವಾ ವಿಗ್ರಹ ಕ್ರಿಯತೆ
ವಿಗ್ರಹ ಕ್ರಿಯತೆ
ಸಿದ್ಧೇ ಶಬ್ದೇ ಅರ್ಥೇ ಸಂಬಂಧೇ ಚೇತಿ ಆಚಾರ್ಯ ಸಂಗ ಸಿದ್ಧೇ ಶಬ್ದಾರ್ಥ ಸಂಬಂಧೇ ದೆನ್ ಯು ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಗಿವನ್ ದ ಮೀನಿಂಗ್ ಆಫ್ ಸಮಾಹಾರ ದ್ವಂದ್ವ ಹೌ ಶಬ್ದೇ ಅರ್ಥೇ ಸಂಬಂಧೇತ ಸಿದ್ಧೇ ಲೈಕ್ ದಟ್ ಯು ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಗಿವನ್ ದ ಮೀನಿಂಗ್ ಇನ್ ಗಿವಿಂಗ್ ದಟ್ ಮೀನಿಂಗ್ ವಾಟ್ ಡೂ ಯು ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಇನ್ ಮೈಂಡ್ ಸೊ ವಾಟ್ ಡೂ ಯು ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಇನ್ ಮೈಂಡ್ ಫಾರ್ ದಿ ಮೀನಿಂಗ್ ಆಫ್ ದಿ ವರ್ಡ್ ಫಾರ್ ದಿ ಮೀನಿಂಗ್ ಆಫ್ ಪದ ಸಪೋಸ್ ಯು ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಎ ಪದ ಸೊ ಪದ ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಮೀನ್ ಆಕೃತಿ ಪದ ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಮೀನ್ ವ್ಯಕ್ತಿ ವಿ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಸೀನ್ ಇಟ್ ಸೂತ್ರಾಸ್ ವೈ ಮೇಕಿಂಗ್ ಸೂತ್ರಾಸ್ ಆಚಾರ್ಯ ಯೂಸಸ್ ಆಕೃತಿ ಮೀನಿಂಗ್ ಇನ್ ಹಿಸ್ ಮೈಂಡ್ ಇನ್ ಸಚನ್ ಸೂತ್ರಾಸ್ ಇನ್ ಸಚನ್ ಅದರ್ ಸೂತ್ರಾಸ್ ಹಿ ಹ್ಯಾಸ್ ವ್ಯಕ್ತಿ ಮೀನಿಂಗ್ ಸೊ ಫಾರ್ ಮೇಕಿಂಗ್ ಸೂತ್ರಾಸ್ ಹಿ ಹ್ಯಾಸ್ ಅಡಾಪ್ಟೆಡ್ ಬೋತ್ ಮೀನಿಂಗ್ ಹಿ ಇಸ್ ನಾಟ್ ಫಿಟಿಂಗ್ ಹಿಮ್ಸೆಲ್ಫ್ ಟು ಗಿವನ್ ಒನ್ ಮೀನಿಂಗ್ ಓನ್ಲಿ ವಿ ಆರ್ ಅಂಡರ್ಸ್ಟುಡ್ ಬಟ್ ಹಿಯರ್ ಸಿದ್ಧೇ ಶಬ್ದಾರ್ಥ ಸಂಬಂಧೇ ಇನ್ ದಿಸ್ ವಾಕ್ಯ ವಾಟ್ ಈಸ್ ದಿ ಐಡಿಯಾ ಆಫ್ ದಿ ಆಚಾರ್ಯ about the meaning of the pada. Does he mean pada means akruti or pada means vyakti? What is in his mind when he says siddhe shabdartha sambandhe? Okay, that is the question. Especially acharya said siddhe shabdartha sambandhe. You are saying siddhe arthe sambandhe cha siddhe. That kind of vigrahavakyam you have given. In giving that vigrahavakyam, making three things siddha, shabda siddha, shabdaha siddhaha, artha siddhaha, samandha siddhaha, that kind of vigrahavakya you are giving. In explaining like that way, what is your idea of the meaning of the pada? What the idea you have about the meaning of the pada? Do you have akruti as the meaning of pada in your mind? Or do you have yukti as the meaning of pada in your mind? by making that samasa as shabde, arthe, sambandhe. That is the question. Did you understand the question?
Yes.
Okay, now he is answering. Akruti mithyaha.
Akruti mithyaha.
So, while breaking the compound as shabde, arthe, sambandhe, then making the meaning. What is the meaning? Shabde, siddhe, arthe, siddhe, sambandhe, siddhe, acharyasya lakshanam pravartate. That is the meaning we have given. In giving that meaning, I have the meaning of the pada as akruti in my mind. I take pada means akruti. Taking pada means akruti, I have given that to vidyaha like that. Okay? You will explain. Akrutirihi nitya.
Akrutirihi nitya.
Dravyamanityam.
Dravyamanityam.
Why so? Why akruti you have in mind? Because siddha shabda is nitya paryaya now. So, akruti is nityam. Jati is nityam. That is, vyakti perishes, but jati remains. Therefore, siddha meaning is nitya. And therefore, I have this in mind. In saying, shabde, siddhe, shabde nitye, arthe nitye, sambandhe nitye, lakshanam pravartate, then I want to say like that, I have akruti in mind as the meaning of pada, not vyakti. Because vyakti means it perishes. It cannot be nitya. Akruti I have in mind. Okay? Akrutihi nitya. Dravyam anityam. Dravyam is vyakti. Physical thing, material thing is called dravyam. Therefore, anityam I do not have in mind because the word siddha is nitya. Only nitya akruti I have in mind. Okay. Atha dravye padarthe katam vigraha kartavyah.
Katam vigraha kartavyah.
See, you are a vayakarana. And for you, padasya arthaha akruti bhavati dravyam api bhavati. For you, both are there. Right? But now you say, shibde, siddhe, arthe, siddhe, sambandhe, siddhe, that meaning I gave, keeping akruti in mind. But for you, you have to keep dravya also in mind, because you have both in your scheme. Suppose I ask you, dravya is the meaning of the pada. Then how will you handle this samasa, shabdartha sambandhe? How will you handle? Because the shabdartha sambandhe is siddhe. Now, meaning of the word is not akurti. Meaning of the word is dravyam. Now how will you handle it? Tell me. That is the question. You got the question? Okay. Atha, dravya padarthe, padarthe dravya sati, katam vigraha kartavyah. Now how will you do this vigraha? Because shabde, nitye, okay. Shabdasya arthe. Artha is anitya now. Because dravyam anityam, you know. Dravyam perishes. Only akruti is nitya. Suppose if shabdasya artha is akruti, then it is fine. Shabde, nisiddhe, arthe, siddhe, you are doing fine. But suppose dravyam is the meaning, then arthe, siddhe cannot be. Because arthe is anitya. Therefore, probably you have some other vigrahavakyam in mind, because the same vigrahavakyam will not hold good for this paksha. He says, yes, I have a different vigrahavakya in mind. What is that? Siddhe, shabde, artha sambandhe cheti.
Artha sambandhe cheti.
That is how I will divide now. Shabde, siddhe. Not arthe, siddhe, sambandhe, siddhe. Arthasya sambandhe, siddhe, artha sambandhe. So now dvandva samasa I change. How? It is not shabdasya, arthasya, sambandhasya, tayo samaharaha. No. That will apply only in the case of akruti meaning. But now, arthasya sambandhaha, artha sambandhaha, shabdasya, artha sambandhasya, tayo samaharaha. Again samahara dvandva. Then it becomes shabda artha sambandham tasmin. Like that I will do. Now what happens, you know, that helps the situation very well. Now, how? Shabde, Siddhe. Shabda is Nitya, but Artha is not Nitya. Artha is not Nitya. Artha is Dravyam, you know, it is not Nitya. But Arthasya Sambandha is Nitya. Whether this cow may not be alive after 50 years, after 10 years, this cow will not be alive. Therefore the artha finishes. But the artha having a connection with Shabda, that will not perish. Because the Shabda will remain intact and it will apply to another artha. There will be another cow. Therefore, artha is anitya, but arthasya, shabdena saha yaha sambandha vartate, saha nitya eva. Artha perishes, but cow perishes, but the relationship between the sound cow and the meaning of a particular cow, a particular animal as the meaning, that relationship, it remains intact. That is nitya. Artha is not nitya, because the artha is now taken as a dravya. Therefore, I will change the vigraha vachya. This is how he does this. Oh my God, these people. These computers, I have an article given to me. Did I bring it to your notice? In computers, there is a method, I am not getting it. Artificial intelligence is there.
Yes.
And what is artificial intelligence, you know?
Mm-hmm.
When the artificially intelligent entity
mm-hmm.
speaks from behind a wall.
Oh, Turing test.
Yes. Huh?
The Turing test. Where you can't tell whether Turing test, where you can't tell whether it's a person or a computer speaking with you.
You cannot tell whether it is a person or a computer.
Yeah.
That is the definition of artificial intelligence. And for that, the words are broken into units. So some very good artificial intelligence journal is there. And in that there is a paper. The paper is this kind of word structure, which is described by Panini. It is exactly the kind of word structure that we adopt in artificial intelligence. Like that, there is a paper. That paper is in one journal. Who gave it to me? I took it to India and I was reading it. Somebody gave it to me while I was going to the airport. Who gave it to me? Chris took me to the airport. I will get it.
Recursion
back and forth. I read it, but somehow I forgot it. So you see these people, how they describe it. And this is artificial intelligence related analysis. It is. In artificial intelligence analysis will be similar. You put some more sound into it. Some more sound, as my throat becomes a little more stretched out. Yeah.
This one.
Yeah, okay, now it is good. Nityo hi arthavatam arthaihi abhisambandhaha.
Arthavatam arthaihi
abhisambandhaha. You see, artha is anitya, artha is the vyakti, anitya. But arthavatam padanam, arthavatam shabdanam, arthaihi sahayaha sambandhaha vartate. Saha Nitya Eva. Because this Vyakti will disappear, but another Vyakti will be there. And that another Vyakti will be the meaning of this word. Word remains intact. Shabdam Nitya. Shabdasya Arthena Sahaya Sambandha Vartate Sodhi Nitya. Kevalam Artha Eva Anitya. And therefore, I change the Vigraha Vakya as Shabde Artha Sambandhe Nitya. You got that point?
Yes.
Okay? Athava.
Athava.
He changes it again. He need not be like that. There द्रव्ये एव पदार्थे एष विग्रहो न्याय्यः सिद्धे सिद्धे अर्थे सम्बन्धे चेति भक्तिः सिद्ध इफ द मीनिंग ऑफ द शब्द इज आकृति देन सिद्धे सिद्धे अर्थे संबंधे लाइक दैट वी टेक but if it is not akurti, if it is dravyam, we change it. Shuddhe, artha sambandhe, siddhe, like that. Having said that, now he says, even when the meaning is dravyam, means vyakti, still we can say, shuddhe, arthe, sambandhe, siddhe, still we can say like that. You see, there is always the abhyupagama vada. This is the abhyupagamya vada. Abhyupagamyavadaha means what? I will tell you how. You said that Shibde Arthe Siddhe Shibde Arthe Samandhe Siddhe. That is the vigraha you are giving. But in giving that vigraha, what meaning you have in mind for Pada? Padartha, is it Akruti or Dravyam? Because if that samasa, that vigraha vakyam, would fit all right, for akruti meaning of the pada, but it may not fit for the dravya meaning of the pada. So what is it that you know in your mind? That is the Paravakshi. Now I go along with Paravakshi's thesis and say, yes, with akruti in mind, I have given the samasa as Shabde Arthe Sambandhe Siddhe Sati Lakshanam Pravartate. But when Akruti is not the meaning, Dravya is the meaning, I will change the samasa because the point that you made I agree with. Because Artha is not Nitya anymore. Therefore Artha Sambandha is Nitya. Therefore I change it like that. That means when Pada's meaning is Dravyam, Artha cannot be Nityam. That is the idea of the Paravakshi. That idea I accepted and went along with it and modified the samasa. This is called Abhyupagamyavada. It becomes Abhyupagamyavada when I go along with the Paravakshi. When you know that I am going along with the Paravakshi, when I stop going along with the Paravakshi and hold on to my original thesis in spite of his objection, then the earlier effort to go along with him becomes Abhyupagamyavada. You followed that? So now he stops going along with Paravakshi. He says, even when the meaning of the pada is dravyam, still I will hold on to my vigraha and I will justify my vigraha. Okay? How will you do that? మై సమాసా విల్ అప్లై ఓన్లీ ఫర్ ఆకృతి నాట్ ఫర్ ద్రవ్యం బట్ ఐ సే ద్రవ్యం ఇస్ నిత్యం ఆకృతి అనిత్యం కథం జ్ఞాయతే హౌ డు యు నో దట్ ఏవం హి దృశ్యతే లోకే హీ బికాస్ ఏవం లోకే దృశ్యతే ఇఫ్ యు లుక్ అట్ అవర్ ఎక్స్పీరియన్స్ ఇన్ లైఫ్ ఇట్ ఈస్ ఆల్వేస్ ఆకృతి విచ్ ఇస్ అనిత్య అండ్ ద్రవ్యం ఇస్ ఆల్వేస్ నిత్య దట్ ఈస్ హౌ ఇట్ ఈస్
క్రియంతే
it acquires some shape, kayachita akritya, one particular shape it acquires, and it becomes a pinda. And then the pindakruti is destroyed, upamurdhya, that is destroyed. And ghatika kriyante, ghatika is small parts, pedatara, small parts are being made. And then vikar bhuti mupamudya. Even the small part shape is also destroyed. And the kundika kriyante. What is kundika?
Kundika?
Kundikaya banaya jate hai. Kundika is kundika.
Kundala.
Kundala. Okay, chetma saizu kata saizu. Pita paru kundalu. Like that.
Pitcher of water.
Water pitchers are being made. So now what happened? Dravyam is clay. That remains intact. Nityam. Only akurti is changing. Therefore, dravyam nityam, akurti hi aritya. Okay. And one more. Tatha suvarnam kayachidakrutya yuktam.
Suvarnam kayachidakrutya yuktam.
Pindo bhavati.
Pindakrutya
mupavrutya.
Pindakrutya mupavrutya.
Pindakakriyante.
Pindakakriyante.
Pindakakrutya mupavrutya.
Pindakakrutya mupavrutya.
Pindakakriyante.
Pindakakriyante.
Pindakakrutya
mupavrutya.
Pindakakriyante.
Pindakakriyante.
So suvarnam is gold. Kayachidakrutya. It acquires some specific shape, now it becomes a pinda. Then pinda shape is destroyed and it becomes a vichaka. What is vichaka? Vichaka is one ornament. Okay. And vichaka agruti mupamurtya kataka kriyate. Kataka is the bangles. So they are made. Kataka agruti mupamurtya swastika kriyate. Swastika. Swastika shape is there, you know. They put it for earring. They hang for the ears. Swastikas. So something like that is bad. So punaravuttaha suvarna pindaha.
Punaravuttaha suvarna pindaha.
Punaraparaya akritya.
Punaraparaya akritya.
Yuktaha.
Yuktaha.
Kajirangara savarne.
Kajirangara savarne.
Kundale bhavataha.
Kundale bhavataha.
So punaha avruttaha. Avruttaha means melted down. That earlier swastika shape is there, and any other shape is there.
Vichaka is for neck only.
Vichaka is for necklace. Okay. So that ornament is melted down. And then you get suvarna pindaha. The melted down ornament is made into suvarna pinda. Again bring back the pinda shape. And then you destroy the pinda shape and put another akurti on that. Another shape. So now, so another shape is given to it. Now, this suvarna pinda, it shines. So it becomes what? Two kundalas it becomes. Kundala. Kundala is, you know kundala?
Earrings.
Kundala is not, kundala is men also wear. And, men also wear it. Kalidasa said, Tataka Chela Kapahala Kundala. I think there is a verse, I forgot the other part of it. Tataka is Ramayanam, you know. Tataka is coming. And she has kundalas for the years. And those kundalas are moving. When she is working, that, when she is working, kundalas are moving. Do you know what are the kundalas? The kapala are the kundalas. Kapala means the depths of the, what is the kapala?
Skull.
They are the kundalas. Chal tataka chala kapala kundala. Like that something called is there. So two beautiful red kundalas, this golden kundalas are there. And these kundalas, how are they? Khadira angara savarne. It is like the burning coal. Angara is a burning coal. And this burning, how burning, you know? Khadira means kana kana, burning coal. Kana kana. There is a sound in that. And coals are burning, kana kana sound will come. Like that, when these kundalas are put, gold kundalas, and the lady is walking, lady or man is walking, kana kana, the light, it will hit your eyes because it is moving. Like that, the gold becomes. Khadiranga vasuvarne kundale bhavataha. So, okay, all that is fine. What is the Aparaya, another Akurti. Another Akurti. So, all that is why. But what is the point now? Akurti ranyacha anyacha bhavati.
Akurti ranyacha anyacha
bhavati. Akurti becomes other, other, etc. Dravyam punastadeva.
Dravyam punastadeva.
Dravyam is the same only. There is no dravyam. It's your akurti here. ఆకృత్యుపమర్దేన
ఆకృత్యుపమర్దేన
ద్రవ్యమేవ అవశిష్యతే
ద్రవ్యమేవ అవశిష్యతే.
సపోజ్ ఆకృతి ఇస్ డిస్ట్రాయ్డ్, దెన్ ఓన్లీ ద్రవ్యం రిమైన్స్. దెర్ఫోర్ ద్రవ్యం నిత్యం. దెర్ఫోర్ ఇన్ ది వెన్ ది మీనింగ్ ఆఫ్ ది పద ఇస్ గివెన్ యాజ్ ద్రవ్య, దెన్ ఆల్సో శబ్దే అర్థే సంబంధే చ సిద్ధే లక్షణం ప్రవర్తతే.